Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Yaz. I want to wish everybody a happy, healthy holiday. I hope you're all enjoying the holidays with your friends or family or whoever you're spending it with. And I want to tell you that my new book is now available on Amazon. I'm offering it free for 5 days on a 5-day promotion. It's called Signs He's Not Into You / He's Just Wasting Your Time. Okay, the link is available in my podcast description, all right? And it's available free on Amazon, doesn't cost you anything. So if you're in a situation where you're unsure whether the guy you're dating or you're in a relationship, whether he's not really into you and you're unsure, download my book free. It's an ebook on Kindle on Amazon and it's offered free. The link again is in my podcast description and it's called Signs He's Not Into You / He's Wasting Your Time. Okay? I hope everybody has a great holiday. Hi everybody, it's Yaz. Good evening. Tonight, I'm going to podcast on personality traits of a cheater. I'm going to go through some traits of what a personality trait of a cheater would be, okay? Now, you may see some of these traits in your partner. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're cheating. You have to always look at the whole picture. Remember that. But keep in mind, if you're in the dating world, if you see any of these kind of personality traits or flags, okay? These are generalized personality traits of somebody that's a cheater, okay? So let me start and run down the list here, okay? First off, let me just say that a lot of cheaters are narcissists, okay? They're selfish. They're all about themselves. They're about entitlement. They're all about their needs come before you. They come first, okay? So if they have kind of a narcissistic personality, not all cheaters are narcissists, but a lot of them are, they're very self-absorbed. They don't feel guilty or they don't have any remorse for what they're doing. They almost feel justified in what they're doing. And they always make excuses to kind of justify their actions. They're a little bit of kind of a sociopath in the sense that they don't feel sorry for what they've done or if it hurts other people. They're pretty much out for themselves. So they feel it's kind of like a dog-eat-dog world and, you know, no one's loyal, so you do what you have to do for yourself, okay? Another trait of somebody that's a cheater is all cheaters are liars, obviously, okay? And also, listen to my podcast, you guys, on signs someone is lying, okay? That might help you, too, if you're having any doubts with somebody, all right? The other thing is, you know, a lot of people, they say, once a cheater, always a cheater. And that's pretty much most of the time true, okay? There is that small percentage of somebody that may have cheated, that does feel that remorse, that doesn't have generally most of these characteristics. But for the most part, if somebody's cheated before, they will cheat again. So keep that in mind. They say people who cheated in their first relationship had a triple chance of cheating in their next relationship. So they feel once they've done it, they're justified, and it's no big deal to do it again. So that's something, that's a flag. If somebody's told you that they used to cheat on their exes, that's a big time flag, all right? Another characteristic of a cheater is they don't care about where you are or what you're doing. A lot of times, they won't care if they weren't able to get in touch with you overnight or if you lost your phone. The reason that they don't care is because they don't want you questioning them where they are or what they're doing. So they're not going to question you because they don't want you to come back at them and question them, okay? There's also the flip side, another characteristic of a personality, a characteristic of somebody that is a cheater is that they could be very jealous, okay? So they could either take an attitude where they don't care where you are or what you're doing because they don't want to be questioned themselves where they're doing, or they could be very, very jealous as well, okay? And I'll get into that in a minute. So the other thing is they always downplay the seriousness of their infidelity, okay? They'll take an attitude like, oh, well, you know, everybody cheats today, and they'll try to justify it and make it like, you know, it's no big deal. Everybody cheats. Now, if you meet somebody like that, that has that attitude or has made that remark and kind of just thinks it's a commonplace to cheat, leave that person and leave that person fast, because that is not somebody that will be loyal to you, okay? If they have that attitude, well, everybody cheats and that's just the world today, that's not somebody who's going to be loyal to you. So that's a flag, okay? A physical characteristic, according to Oxford University, they found that there's a link between the ring finger length and the likeliness of somebody cheating. The longer the ring finger, it indicates greater testosterone exposure in the womb, and higher testosterone goes together with higher sexual promiscuity as an adult. So their findings were that if they have a longer ring finger, there's more testosterone, and those people, those men were more likely to cheat, okay? That's with regard to men cheating, all right? Another characteristic of somebody that could be a potential cheater is if they were emotionally abused as a child. You know, you have to look at how somebody grew up, their family environment. You know, was there a lot of lack of respect in the relationship for their parents? You know, what was their environment like? Were they ignored as a child? You know, did they have love and attention withheld? Maybe they're afraid of being alone, so they're always needing a backup plan, and they always need to have someone available to them. You know, they might have grew up in a family where infidelity occurred, or there was a lack of respect. So you have to look at their family background as well. You know, that's like really, really important. Another thing that you have to keep in mind is most personality characteristics of somebody that's a cheater is, number one, they're selfish, okay? They're all about them. They're going to do what they're going to do, and they're not worried about if it ends up, if they end up getting exposed and it ends up hurting you. Their needs are coming first. So that person's going to be a very, very selfish person, okay? They're also a very weak person, all right? Because they give in to impulses to cheat. They're the kind of person that can't be alone. They always need another person for validation. One person is not enough for them. They always need that constant flattery. They have low self-esteem issues, okay? You know, the thing is, they may love you and value the relationship that they're in, but they're always worried about being alone, so they're always going to have that backup person to know that there's always someone there for them. Did you ever notice in relationships where there's cheating going on and the couple breaks up, the person who's the cheater right away, he's with somebody else or she's with somebody else right away? Because they always need somebody. They can't be alone, all right? And they don't care about someone's feelings. They come first. They're weak because they're insecure, all right? And they always, you know, they need that reassurance that, you know, somebody else finds them attractive. Another characteristic is they're very deceptive. They can look you right in the eye and say to you, I have not done anything wrong. I'm only there for you and everything else. And they could be flat out lying to you. So if your partner is looking you, if you're suspicious of your partner and they're looking you directly in the eye and they're telling you, you know, what you want to hear, that they're not doing anything, they're not having any kind of affairs, don't think because they're looking you directly in the eye that they're telling you the truth, okay? That's why you have to listen to my podcast on signs of a liar, okay? Because a lot of liars can do that, all right? Like I said, they're also very jealous. They'll accuse you because they're doing it a lot of times. So keep in mind, too, when they accuse you of doing something or being unfaithful, a lot of times what they're saying is exactly what they're doing, okay? They're putting the scenario of what they're doing and putting it and flipping it on you. This is what cheaters do. They flip it on you to take the blame off them. But if you listen to the accusations that they make at you, a lot of times it's what they're doing. So keep that in mind and listen very carefully to exactly what they're saying. They always have to have more and more. They have the kind of personality that they're never satisfied, okay? You know, they need that constant ego boost. They need to be the center of attention. And, you know, it's always about them. You know, kind of like I said, like a narcissist, it's always about them. They need that constant attention, that constant ego boost. The other thing is they could be very, very flirty. That's another personality characteristic of somebody that's a cheater. They're very flirtatious. You could be at a restaurant with your partner and they might be flirting with the waitress at the restaurant. They need that little ego boost, you know, that, you know, they still have it or that somebody else, you know, finds them attractive. So a lot of personality characteristics of somebody that's a cheater is that they're very flirtatious. Another personality characteristic of somebody that could be a cheater is that they're always thrill seeking, okay? They love the thrill of getting one over, all right? It's like a rush for them, you know, being sneaky, no regard for their partner. You know what I mean? So, like, for instance, I have a very good friend and he had cheated on his wife. They're broken up now. But they actually have a good relationship now. But I said to him, you know, why did you do that? You know, why did you cheat on your wife and everything? And he said it was just the thrill of cheating. It's a certain rush that he got from just the thrill of knowing it's sneaky and it brought fire into, you know, his relationship when he was cheating with the other woman. Okay. So some people are just thrill seeking. You know, they're all about, you know, they're pleasure seekers. They have kind of an attitude like, oh, well, life is short and you have to get as much pleasure as possible. And they're always seeking out that thrill. And obviously, another characteristic of somebody that's a cheater is they have a lack of morals, obviously, you know, they're not really, you know, very religious in that sense that they're worried that, you know, it's not a moralistic thing what they're doing. They have a lack of respect for their partner and they have a lot of issues with impulse controls. They can't control their urges to, you know, be unfaithful a lot of times. They kind of justify what they're doing and they're pretty much feeling like, you know, what I'm doing is okay. They flip the blame on their partner that they're with and they blame them for the reason that they're cheating. A characteristic of somebody that's a cheater is that they will always put the blame on their partner and they have little remorse. Most of the time, they have little remorse for cheating. There is that small percentage of somebody that may have cheated that does feel remorseful, but for the majority of them, or the serial cheaters, they have no remorse. They almost feel like the entitlement that, you know, they're entitled to do that, okay? And they make excuses. They may say, you know, their partner was unaffectionate, or, you know, they didn't give them enough attention. You know, notice when you meet somebody, you know, what's their excuse for breaking up with their ex? If they put complete blame on their ex, just be careful, because that could be a flag. A lot of cheaters, when you ask cheaters that I've noticed, okay, why they broke up with their exes. Now, obviously, they're not going to tell you that they cheated on their ex. They're going to blame their ex. They're going to say, well, she cheated on me, or she did that, or she did this. Just be careful. When you start seeing a lot of finger pointing and the whole breakup was due to their exes, keep that as, you know, a reminder or a note in your mind that, you know, they're putting all the blame on the other person, all right? When actually it could be them that is due for the breakup. So that's very important. Another study showed that men who lack respect for their mothers are more likely to cheat. So if they're like a woman hater, okay, or they have lack of respect for their mothers, a lot of times that's a personality characteristic of somebody that's a cheater. That's not all the time, but a lot of the time, okay? Obviously, cheaters have low self-esteem issues. They need that constant, you know, somebody to say how wonderful they are, prove their worth. They're always putting the blame on their exes, like I've said. You know, a lot of times, another characteristic of somebody that's a cheater, they have commitment issues. They don't want to be in any kind of serious relationship or anything like that, because, you know, they want to be free. They like variety. You know, that type of person, you know, you really can't blame, because they're not making a formal commitment with the person. So it's not like technically they're cheating because they're not in a committed relationship. But in any event, that's a characteristic of somebody who's also a cheater. But the big thing that you have to keep in mind, okay, when you're thinking about, you know, characteristics of somebody that's a cheater, number one is that person is selfish, okay? If somebody is very self-centered, it's all about them, that is a big red flag. And cheaters are weak because they're insecure, okay? So that's why they can't be alone. They always need that extramarital affair because they are insecure. They always want to know, well, you know what? I have a backup on the side. So that's something that you have to keep in mind. So the big thing is that they're narcissistic. They can't be alone. They're weak. They're selfish. They have a bit of a sociopathic personality, where they don't have much remorse for the person that they've cheated on. They could be very deceptive. They could be jealous. On the flip side of that, they could not care where you're at because they don't want to be questioned. They're thrill seekers. These are all things of people that have that are cheaters a lot of times. So, and they blame their exes. So keep that in mind when you meet somebody, or when you're suspicious of somebody, your partner, maybe you're having thoughts that something could be going on, you know, take a good look at who you're with, or somebody that you're potentially looking to be with, and see if they have any of these characteristics. You know, it doesn't matter what a person is telling you. It's their pattern, okay? Like a lot of people say, well, it's somebody's actions. Yes, it's somebody's actions, but it's also their pattern of behavior, okay? So you want to look at all of these kind of things. You want to say to yourself, okay, is this person selfish? Is it all about them? Do they have that attitude like, oh, well, everybody cheats and that's okay because, you know, that's the way the world is today? If they have an attitude like that, run and run fast, okay? So these are basic things that you would look for if you wanted to see if somebody was that type of personality of somebody that could be a cheater, okay? I hope you guys liked my podcast. If you did, please share and hit the subscribe button. And thanks for listening. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Thank you.